The first feature this week is written by Derek James, who remembers the history of Norwich over the water. The feature is read by Kevin Ford.
It is part of Norwich which is rarely out of the news, as ambitious and often controversial plans and ideas for the future are talked over time and time again. You've guessed it. Anglia Square and the surrounding area, known as Norwich over the water, once the industrial engine room of the city. Its future is the subject of a public inquiry meeting, which will hear the arguments for and against a massive multi-million pound redevelopment, which includes more than 1,200 new homes, a big 20-storey tower, and a 200-bed hotel. Time will tell what will happen, but it is important we consider what went before us and what happened in the name of progress to Norwich over the water over the years. An important and fascinating book, edited by the cycling author and historian Matthew Williams, is out this week, and I can't recommend it enough. A great slice of local history. Even if you live outside the city and have never set foot in Anglia Square, this book will interest anyone in our heritage and how we have treated it. But it isn't just another one of those books which loves ancient and hates modern. It is far more than that. What makes it so special is it features more than 200 rare photographs, many not seen before, from the Lintz collection, which takes us on a unique journey across this part of Norwich, and we can see the way it was before the 1960s and during redevelopment from 1965 to 1973. As Matthew says, for a long time, this northern area of the city housed many factories interspersed with blocks of densely packed houses, often in yards where the workers and families lived. But as the unsettled years of the 20th century rolled on, many things were changing. Manufacturing was moving away, out of old cramped premises, and local residents had transferred into more aspirational accommodation in the growing suburbs. As the people moved out, the bulldozers moved in. Slum clearance, mass demolition, and the construction of the Inner Ring Road and Anglia Square left parts of the area as urban wasteland. It was argued at the time that some of the older buildings were beyond repair, following war damage, or had reached the end of their useful life. Not so the St. Crispin's Hall, built in 1939, or the older but well-cared-for cultural gems such as Calvert Street Methodist Chapel, built in 1810. They stood in the way of the new road and had to go. To understand what we might be branded today as acts of civic vandalism, you have to appreciate the mindset of the planners and civic leaders of the time, says Matthew. In the difficult years after the Second World War, the desperate need was to rebuild a wounded city and to adopt a bold and forward-looking outlook, taking advantage of modern building materials and giving the people healthier places to live. As we look to the future, we should consider the past, and this book gives us the opportunity to see what this part of Norwich once looked like. Norwich Over the Water, Demolition and Change by Matthew Williams costs £9.50 and is available now by mail order from smartcycletraining.co.uk with free delivery and will be in the shops during February.